This is GQDN for Wednesday, October 8th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. When you do, go get Quest Worthy. If you do that, you could also put in the code QUEST in the checkout line to get 25% off of your purchase. It is really good stuff. Really good stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of good stuff up there. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some Alan Wake news coming. There's an Absalom interview that PC Gamer did. We'll go over it a little bit. And Activision is doing some funky stuff. But we begin today with Microsoft Xbox. Yes, we do. Two different stories here. First one is the Xbox Game Pass lineup. And this is the first lineup that has happened after the price increase. And this comes to us from IGN. And they said that after the 50% increase, this is the first set of games that'll be coming to the Xbox Game Pass. So, here's the ones that are coming in. Today is Supermarket Simulator. That'll be cloud, console, and PC. Tomorrow, Baldur's Gate and Baldur's Gate 2 Enhanced Editions, only for PC. October 14th, the casting of Frank Stone, cloud, PC, and Xbox Series X and S. October 15th will be these games. Ball Pit, The Grinch Christmas Adventures, both will be cloud, console, and PC. Eternal Strands, cloud, PC, and Xbox Series X and S. He Is Coming, which is a game preview for PC only. And Ninja Gaiden 2 Black, cloud, PC, and Xbox Series X and S. For October 16th, PAX Day for PC only. October 17th, Keeper for cloud, PC, and Xbox X and S. And October 21st, Evil West and Ninja Gaiden 4. Evil West is cloud, console, and PC. And Ninja Gaiden 4 is cloud, PC, and Xbox Series X and S. Do note that some of these games will be on all of the tiers, and some of these games will not be on all of the tiers. For instance, Supermarket Simulator, Game Pass Ultimate, Game Pass Premium, PC Game Pass. Whereas Ballex Pit is Game Pass Ultimate and PC Game Pass. And Eternal Strands is Game Pass Premium. Okay? So just be careful. Now, leaving Game Pass are three games. Cocoon, Core Keeper, and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Unleashed. And by the way, IGN did put up a poll as to how many people would subscribe to the Xbox Game Pass currently. 20.7% said they will get Ultimate, 8.8% said Premium, 10.6% said Essential, and 7.4% said PC Game Pass. 52.5% said no. Now, we're going to stick with Xbox because, according to PureXbox.com, the Playground Games crew is going to have a big year in 2026, and that'll be with both Fable and Forza Horizon 6. And this studio is prepared for the releases. In their financial statement for 2024, which was just released publicly, they did confirm that the studio has grown from 381 developers in 2023 to 455 developers in 2024. And last year, the team was working on the two upcoming titles while making the PlayStation 5 version for Forza Horizon 5. And while Forza Horizon 6 was just revealed, they know that it's been in development for a few years, and they said that Fable was actually due out this year, but they had to staff up in order to make the Xbox RPG. Now, we do not know when the release dates are going to be for these titles, but they are coming. In fact, Timmer222 did get up on X and said, quote, Playground Games financial statements for 2024 are out. The company continued development on Forza Horizon 5 with monthly content releases, which have been very successful. Development on Fable continued. The employee count grew from 381 in 2023 to 455 in 2024, plus other data, along with
how much they make.
But there's another Activision, or there's another Xbox company called Activision. Sorry. That was doing some things, because according to GamesRadar.com, Activision is kicking off the Call of Duty Black Ops 6 free trial when the Black Ops 7 beta ends. Why? Because of Battlefield 6. And these two companies are just going back and forth, because Black Ops 6 will be available for free for 1 week. On October 9th, you can get into last year's Call of Duty release for the price. And when Black Ops 6 free time will end on October 16th. But that is also revolving around the time of Battlefield 6, which that release date comes out October 10th. So, what will you do? Because look, these two companies, according to GamesRadar.com, has been taking some jabs at each other, Activision and EA, with their two games, or three games. And EA with Battlefield 6 said that they will be staying grounded for the strategy for skins. And that is direct contrast to Call of Duty's crossovers. Yeah, this is just going to be a fun one to watch. But so is this game. Polygon said that Clear Obscure wants the team to keep small. Who are they? They're the makers of Expedition 33. And while this game, according to Polygon.com, is a Game of Year contender, they did announce Wednesday that the game sold over 5 million units in sales. Well done to them. But the CEO and producer, Huncius Rossi, did talk to Polygon during a video interview, because he was talking about the surprise to Sandfall. Quote, I was strongly believing that we would have a good game that would meet some average commercial success, end quote. Now, if you look at the Metacritic rating, right now it sits about 93, as of the time of the article. But the team that made the game was compared to their initial expectations and what the field was. Tom Gillerman, the CTO and lead programmer, did say, quote, because it dropped, everybody in the studio was screaming and jumping. It was really frantic, end quote. Now, with the success of Sandfall, they are going to make a free update for the game with new environment, enemies, and boss fights. And that'll be coming out within the next few months. And while the game is growing, Polygon.com did say that do not expect the studio to grow. The CEO did say, quote, we have a great team with strong creative director, who has a great version for this game, great vision for this game, and also new ideas. We'd like to keep the human scale that worked for this game and do maybe one big game after another, end quote. But he also did say that he wants to keep the studio small, just like Hideo Kojima, because they are a small team as compared to the AAA counterparts. And Expedition 33 did credit a lot of people that worked on the game itself. For the quote, we will hire a bit more for sure if we have next and upcoming production peak in upcoming years. But I would see more of a workshop and a few really talented people that can make work of art together, end quote. Because he said that Sandfall's vision as a studio could maintain their strengths that made their achievements possible. Very interesting article. And so was this one. PC Gamer was talking to the developers of Absalom, because that game comes out tomorrow. And they were talking about the character designs and some other character stuff, because they did talk to the developers at Dotemu about the creative process and about the four characters, which are Galandra, broadsword swinging warrior, Carl, stout dwarven brawler, Cider, prosthetic ninja, and Brom, the frog wizard, because they wanted to know what the idea was in designing some of the characters. And Max and Mary, art director and co-creative lead, did say, quote, as Dotemu used to reinvent old IPs for contemporary players, we looked at old fantasy games like Golden Axe or Dungeons and Dragons Shadow over Astara as a starting point and looked at how we could modernize them. So the four playable characters had to have this classic vibe. We have a dwarf, the warrior, the magician, the rogue. but we wanted to have something that fits more with our modern culture. As a result, the warrior is a woman, non-sexualized. The magician is a frog, deeply rooted in his family and community. The dwarf is the last of his kind, more subtle than the usual dwarf. And the rogue is a fantasy version of a ninja. There's more to that article if you want to read it. It's in the GQDN show notes. Yeah, we know times are tough, but sales are going on, so this could help. PC Games N did say that the AMD Ryzen 5 gaming CPU right now is $61 on Amazon for their, quote, Prime Days. And it's $61 off because they're showing the AMD Ryzen 5 5500 at $76 if you want it. It's a good sale. So is this one for PlayStation people. The PlayStation Plus game Alan Wake 2, according to PushSquare.com, now has all of the DLCs for the PlayStation Plus people. And it's PlayStation Plus Essential. So it's on the lower tier. And the base game is indeed special. But if you're looking at the two pieces of the DLC for the full experience, well, there you go. As a part of the new PlayStation 4 Player's Choice sale, the deluxe upgrade option for the game is discounted at 75%, which means it's $6 until October 23rd. If you buy this, you will have the two Night Springs and Lake House expansions, along with a range of character outfits, skins, normal campaigns, all that stuff. So if you like something scary, Alan Wake 2 could be for you. It is that time of year. We'll be back again tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, since this is a Don Ports production, all rights are reserved, go play some games, people.